arts, but we're talking to an artist who has painted a mural, and we're going to hear more about that and the connection to our community right now. So we're going to first bring in Sula Pettibon. Sula is here because she's really involved with Bakita Arts. And Sula, refresh our memories about what Bakita Arts is all about, where it's located, and the mission behind it.
Well, Bakita Arts is a pop-up gallery that's located in Bannon Hall at St. Mary's Catholic Church on Crawford Road. And this is our third year of programming, and we just do a variety of things. Sometimes we have talks, we have art shows, we've had music, whatever kind of strikes us or whoever shows up and we like come and entertain us. And it's all free. We don't charge for anything. We just operate on donations. So we're fortunate to have the generosity of the church, and we're having a lot of fun.
And Bakita, if I'm not mistaken, was a saint. Is that
Bakita,
correct?
Saint Bakita was a saint. She was enslaved in the 1860s, found her freedom, and joined nuns in Italy. And became a nun herself, and today she is the patron saint of Sudan and of victims of human trafficking.
And this art gallery, so to speak, is located where again?
Bannon Hall.
And can folks go and check it out on
the
regular?
Well, we're not open on a regular basis, just when we have events, and like I said, it's just pop-up. So we do one at least once a month, sometimes two or three times. We are located right across the hall from the Dorothy Day Soup Kitchen. So a lot of people, I'm sure, are familiar with where that is.
Is there a Facebook page or Instagram where people can, or a calendar of events where people can figure out?
We do put our events on the Arts Council calendar, and we have a website that's BakitaArts.com. So.
Well, the next time you check out Bakita Arts at Bannon Hall, you're going to see a new mural on the wall.
Right. Well, since we've been operating, we do have very generous patrons and donors who support us, and we've managed to save up money. And the hallway in the entrance was a little bit bland, and so we decided, let's put a mural there. And so we set out to find a muralist, and we've got recommendations for Alex here, Alex Patterson, several recommendations, and after meeting with her, it was a perfect fit. So we said, let's do this. And we had put together a committee of some church folks, and we decided we wanted it to be based in church history. And then Alex went and did a lot of research in our archives about St. Mary's and its history since its inception in the 40s.
Well, we're lucky to have Alex Patterson of Fort Mill joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you, Alex.
Hey, good morning.
What do you want our audience to know about Alex Patterson? Tell us about your journey into the arts.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've always been an artist, always very creative, and my parents allowed me to explore different mediums ever since I was little. Spray paint, which the mural is 95% spray paint, is something that I just came into. So this is something that I'm self-taught. I looked on YouTube, I did some research, and then I went out and was like, okay, well, let me sink in $100 in graffiti grade spray paint and see where I can go with this. And that has led me to over 330 annual clients. Wow. Murals in Fort Mill and Rock Hill. So
all spray paint for the majority of it?
95% spray paint.
That's almost one a day. That's 330?
Yeah, so I had 330 clients in 180 days last year.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm a little busy.
We're never going to complain about working on our end here. Really, if we have long days, I'm going
to
say, what is Alex doing today? You're going to show us a picture of what the mural looks like. So if you're watching us on all of our social media platforms and seeing too, Alex is showing a picture of what it looks like. I know sometimes it's hard to see the richness of the mural in a picture, but my gosh, when you look at that and you say, that's made from spray paint? Mm-hmm. How do you even tackle something like that? Do you draw it on the wall first, or do you just freehand it with spray paint? How do you attack a piece like this?
Absolutely. That's such a great question. So what I do is I go ahead and I design it first. I get approval from the client. We go back, and this has had several renditions before we put paint on the wall, so I needed to get approval from everyone. But what I did here is I organized everything that I wanted on Procreate. It's an app that you can use on your iPad. And then I went in with a grid method and basically put up a big grid, and per square on my iPad became 1 square foot on the wall. This is a nearly 14-by-8-foot wall. So it was quite the adventure, but I had a really great team, and I was able to work with community members that are clients of the Soup Kitchen, people who work in St. Mary's, and I was able to hire my own professional artist to work on this. So everyone had a hand. This was truly a community project.
So how many people total were working on the mural, and what were some of the jobs that they helped you do?
Absolutely. So I had a lot of help from Amanda and Adam. I also roped in Sula for a little bit of chalking on that ribbon. Oh, and you helped with the blue and the ribbon too. There was Jazz, there was James, there was Rick, and even Caroline with Bakita Art. She helped to chalk in some of this. So everything from background work to detail work. Adam primarily worked on the details of the car that you can't see in this photo, but also in the people in the church. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of blending. I did a lot of laying the groundwork, but I had help from beginning to end.
And from beginning to end, how long did it take you to finish this piece? What are we talking, matter of days, weeks?
Well, 10 days, but I also had another mural in between that in Kannapolis, so I was here one day, gone the next, so it was a lot of fun, y'all.
So again, once you see the picture, or again, you will need to see it with your own eyes in person at Bannon Hall, and we'll get to a ceremony where you can see that in a quick second, but it's hard to think, like, you made that and created that using spray paint, and you were joking because you asked us, what kind of spray paint do we use? We just use the regular spray paint you buy from a big box store, but this is a certain type of spray paint, to our understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. You cannot go into Lowe's or Home Depot and find this. This is specially ordered spray paint. And I went to Blue Goose in Rock Hill, which they are amazing. Please go check them out. They had all my extra colors that I didn't have in stock already. So I went online to Spray Planet, and then I used Blue Goose's supply of graffiti. It's called Black, and it's called Golden, and then Hardcore spray paint, and I was able to lay down the different paints and feather it in with different tips also, because you can't just go in with one detail tip. You have to use all different types.
And when you mentioned the tip, is this just a device that goes on top of the spray can, and just you can change it out?
It's like different points on a pen, I'm assuming, like a different widths or thickness of a pen.
Absolutely. I mean, you wouldn't go and paint your house with a 1-inch paintbrush, right? So you get different tips for your cans. So there's a nice thick one that you can put down a nice large line. There's a detail one you can get down to 1/4 inch of a line, you know, with a spray can. And it's wonderful. I love it. I highly recommend it.
It was amazing to watch.
It's really cool.
Amazing.
Thank you.
For folks that like art and like to dabble in art, going by way of spray paint in this method, is that a safer way for folks to kind of get involved? Because most people can use a spray paint, even though holding a paintbrush is similar to holding a pen or a pencil. But for some reason, people seem to lose all of their marbles when they hold a paintbrush and they don't know how to add the thickness or how light to go. It seems like a spray can, most folks can operate a spray can, but I don't want to speak out of turn. What do you find? Is it easier or harder to go in to do art with a spray can paint?
I believe that anyone can use spray paint. I want everyone to also recognize that you need to be wearing a respirator, or you'll turn out with paint in your lungs and in your nose, which isn't great. But yeah, anybody can use it. I highly recommend just go out, spend $100 on Spray Planet. Get the hardcore cans, get an array of colors, and then just practice. Teo Art Gallery in Charlotte is still open and available. It's a legal graffiti park.
I was about to say, you have to have, like, permission or you go find some random wall.
Yes, absolutely.
To spray paint.
Absolutely.
So this is a spray painting facility, I guess, that you can go and spray paint?
Teo Art Gallery,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So they have walls, and they're large, and you there's two different platforms you can go. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's free to go. There's parking. It's right next to the Blue Line in Charlotte. Highly recommend.
What a way to relieve some stress in your day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we need one in Rock Hill.
That's right. We'll make it happen.
I'll put it on my list.
Please do. Thank you. Well, you've got connections, Sula. We know you. We have connections with Melanie Cooper at the Arts Council, so we can all make it happen.
Right.
But yeah, that sounds like a space that can be duplicated here for sure. Sula, take us out to this unveiling, the public revealing, I guess, in celebration for this mural.
Well, we decided that what we wanted to do was celebrate this with a women's art show. And we have it'll be tomorrow, March 29th, from 6:30 to 8:30 at the gallery at Bannon Hall. And we have about 18 artists who are of varying skill levels. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. We've had a lot of response. And, again, it is free, and we're going to put Alex on the spot and make her say something in a microphone, which you're getting used to now. So, you know, just to say thanks to them, to our patrons, for supporting us through the years and enabling us to do this.
Well, check it out again. It's located inside of Bannon Hall there at St. Mary's Church. That's 902 Crawford Road. It's tomorrow, Saturday, March the 29th, from 6:30 to 8:30. And the artist is Alex Patterson. You already met her, so you can see her again tomorrow and ask some follow-up questions. What a great relationship. What a great partnership. This is exactly what Makita Arts,
right,
what it's all about, is exposing us in the community to artists such as Alex.
Right. It has been a lot of fun. And I will say, Alex was so generous with her time and inviting people who, you know, weren't part of her team or inside team to help, and letting some of us get a paintbrush or spray paint. So everybody at Bannon Hall just really adopted her, I think, and I'm sure they want her to come back.
Uh-oh. Well, Alex, it was great catching up with you. Thank you so much. Sula, great always seeing you too, friend.
Thank you so much for having us.